Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Here's a story that I find fascinating. So New York City Mayor Eric Adams has classified social media, okay, smartphones, computers, all that, as a, quote, public health hazard and an environmental toxin. So the New York City Health Commissioner, Dr. Ashwin Vasan, has come out and said that the city is issuing an advisory about social media. First city in the country to officially do it. Okay? Now, Adams says that parents should delay giving children a smartphone until the kids are 14 years old. This day and age, that's almost impossible because kids have to have a way to communicate with you, their parents, and their friends, or they'll be ostracized. So that's not realistic. However, you can put gizmos on that phone so you know what the kids are doing, and you should. Secondly, New York City has data that says 77% of New York high school kids spend 3 or more hours a day in front of screens, not including homework. Adam says TikTok, YouTube, Facebook are, quote, fueling a mental health crisis by designing their platforms with addictive and dangerous features, unquote. I'd like to know what the dangerous features are, by the way. I'd like to get a little more data out of the city. But I'm sympathetic here. Now, nationally, last year, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issued an advisory warning that said excessive social media poses a profound risk to young Americans. This is all true. And I don't think there's any denying it. I've never heard anybody with any intelligence say it's not a harm, because it diverts the kids from doing positive things. They become lazy. They stay inside too much. They can get addicted to various things on these machines, unhealthy things. They have access to terrible things. You know what I'm talking about. Okay? So this is a serious problem. Now, if you walk the streets of New York City, you will find 7 out of 10 people walking with you are looking down at their phone. They're not looking ahead of them or what's around or whether there's a bike guy going to run them down in the bike lane or a car going to hit them in an intersection. They're looking at their phone. And even though it's against the law to text and drive, believe me, they're texting and driving, and accidents are piling up. So this is a crisis. Mayor Adams is correct. But there's no solution to it other than parents wiring up the dopey machine so they know what their kids are doing. And again, you should do that. But there's no solution because it's freedom. You have the freedom to look at your stupid machine every waking moment of every waking day. And we can't come in and say you can't do it. But you're going to flunk. You're going to be terrible at your job. You're going to have an awful life. So that the downside of internet addiction should be well publicized, just as it was for tobacco, for cigarettes. There should be public service announcements all over the place about this stuff. If you are addicted to your phone, your computer, your gaming, whatever it is, you will fail in your life. You will fail. And chances are you're going to hurt somebody in the process. Where's that message? I don't hear that message. And the final thing is, you know, life is to be experienced. Part of the human condition is learning from doing, not staring at a screen.
Ugh. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.